בסייעתא דשמיא אדוני ספסי תפתח ופי אגיד תהילה שכה. רב דסלה, in his מכתב מאליהו, part 5, page 74, writes that there are two approaches to ביטחון. Approach number one is where I realize that there is absolutely no other power in the world, and Hashem is exclusively the only one orchestrating every minute detail in the world, the only one that can help me, and the only one that I should turn to. But at the same time, although I might be hopeful and am called on to pray to Hashem for what I desire, I nevertheless don't necessarily expect that to happen. Hashem has many considerations, and although we are called on to pray for what we think is best for us, as we are taught from many Torah sources, nevertheless, what Hashem does is His business, and we can trust that that is for the best. Rav Dessler mentions that there also is a second approach to bitachon, and this approach outlines that one relies on Hashem to such a heavy extent that one is certain Hashem will give me exactly what I am requesting. To one who has not heard this concept before in Torah sources, at first this can be a difficult idea to digest. Who says I deserve what I am asking for? Hashem has many considerations. Maybe He'll decide that it's best for me not to receive what I am requesting, and many other similar considerations. As always, whether we understand or we don't, we always follow the only true perspective, Hashem's perspective, the perspective of the Torah and the Torah commentaries. As mentioned previously, the fantastic work by Art Scroll, the Beis Halevi on Bitachon, authored by Rabbi David Satton, outlines this and many similar concepts in a fantastic manner. The Beis Halevi himself, in his classic essay on Bitachon, writes that a person who truly chooses to rely on Hashem for a particular need or something that they might be lacking, in his words, "Bevadai yasig ma shechaser meitzarchuto." He will for sure obtain what he is currently lacking. Although this approach might seem like a novelty, there are many, many Torah sources that teach that this is the ideal approach to what it means to have bitachon, to be able to rely on Hashem to the extent that I am so certain He will give me exactly what I am asking for. To name a few others that bring this approach to bitachon, Rav Yosef Albo in his Sefer HaIkarim, as well as Rabbeinu Bachya in the Karakemach, as well as Rav Chaim Vital in Sharei Kedusha, and many others. Both approaches are valid, and depending on circumstances and perhaps other factors, each approach can be used at the relevant times. Hashem, my Father, I have been struggling to find my marriage partner, as you know, for a long time. For whatever reason, you have challenged me in this area. I know, Hashem, that you exclusively orchestrate every single detail in my life and in everybody's life. And when you decide that my husband should come along, you and you exclusively will make that happen. So there's nothing for me to worry about. And Hashem, I beg you, please let it happen soon. I've been waiting for so long, and I beg you, in the very near future, please, will you send me my marriage partner? And at the same time, Hashem, I acknowledge that I don't know the ins and outs of your calculations. And whatever you do, I thank you for that, because I know that you'll always do only what is best for me. This is certainly a very valid approach to bitachon, where I am trusting in Hashem completely, acknowledging that He is the sole orchestrator of every detail, but not necessarily expecting what I have requested. The second approach to bitachon would say, Hashem, my Father, I have been waiting for so long to find my marriage partner. I am going to trust in you exclusively because I know that you are the sole orchestrator to every detail in my life and everybody's life. I know that in 1 second, you can send me my marriage partner. Hashem, I am going to rely on you to the extent that I am certain that you will send me exactly what I need. Hashem, I am begging you that in the near future, you will send me my marriage partner. And I'm going to feel now, Hashem, as if you've already found my marriage partner, because I know that is what you're going to do. Thank you, Hashem, for teaching us all the approaches about bitachon and giving us the keys to be able to live a truly meaningful life.